Scientists at Idaho's branch of the U.S. Geological Survey are developing a tool that would make it easier to detect algal blooms. Rachel Cohen reports on the research that was presented this week at a water quality conference in Boise.
Warm temperatures and slow water flow can cause bacteria in water bodies to grow rapidly, producing toxins in what scientists call algal blooms that can be harmful to people and pets. Idaho's Department of Environmental Quality tests water bodies for harmful blooms only after people report possibly seeing them. An ongoing project at Idaho's USGS might make early detection of algal growth easier by using satellite imagery.
Doing some relatively simple calculations, we can identify the water bodies that have high likelihood for having algal concentrations that are above normal.
That's Tyler King, a hydrologist at USGS. More than 15 advisories for harmful blooms were issued in the state last summer, but DEQ has limited resources to conduct testing, so this research might help focus those efforts.
What reservoirs should they send field crews to, but also where within the reservoir should they be taking water quality samples to get a good understanding of exposure?
DEQ and other organizations that monitor water bodies are discussing how they could use this system to alert people recreating in Idaho's waters. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.